This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready to talk some more Celtics sale, Keith?
Yeah, let's talk some Celtics sale. Anytime a team goes for $6, $7 billion, I feel like it's worth kicking around for a few days.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'd love to sit here and break down all the losses in my bracket.
Oh, how's your bracket?
Son of a gun.
Not good.
I'm getting back on that horse today, though, Jones.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I'm going to do. Hopping right back on that horse.
I like
get
that.
Get a juicy three-way parlay happening.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is your bet?
Yeah.
For the Sportsbook Rhode Island?
The bracket's already in the trash. So that's why you have to do these indie bets, these parlays, the live betting. It's a whole different animal now.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
just
yeah,
the
yeah.
bracket.
Yeah,
I can throw the highlighter in the trash. It's not happening this year.
Look, you know, some of us are still chasing dragons from yesterday, but I'm already on a race to 10 for Baylor at about 12:15. So get ready for that.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty
checked. So you're listening to me at 12:15?
I was going to say, about 12:15, I'm going to be pretty checked out.
All right.
Is what I'm going to tell you right now.
So you have 2 hours good stuff here talking Celtics sale. $6-7 billion. And good news, though, Jones, it was sold to a fan.
Yeah, boy, my God, are they pushing that narrative.
It's almost too much. It's too much for me now.
Even Wick. Wick's like, he's a bigger fan than me.
He's the biggest fan of all time. Ask him. Ask him anything about the team. He'll tell you.
Like,
so we just sold it to Bill Simmons? Like, I don't think so. Like, what are we doing?
My God.
Yeah, it's a little too much, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he's a fan. I'm glad he's a fan.
If he even likes basketball. Like, I'm starting to wonder. They're laying it on so thick.
Right.
I'm starting to wonder if he even cares about sports at all.
God loves
it. That's what I'm starting to wonder. They're like, no, it's his favorite. He knows who Chris Forsberg is.
Well, who amongst us doesn't?
Fair.
Who amongst us doesn't? I'd be like, when was the last time you were at a game? See what it is. He's okay. All right.
Yeah, what's a beer cost at the Garden there, guy?
I can tell you. It's $25.
Or do they not have margaritas at TD Garden?
Told they do.
Keith is still trying to figure it out.
I'm on my third lap around the Loge level looking for one. That's all right. Next time. Next time I'll get one. But
yeah. No. He loves the team so much. It's like, guys,
it's literally his favorite.
We get it. He likes the Celtics. Okay, we got it.
He's
I understand.
From here.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know what? It's actually both things. I think Wick wants to come across as we wouldn't just give it to anybody.
Correct.
Or, I mean, give it's not the right word, but we wouldn't just sell it to any owner out there. So, you know, because it's funny even going back over his timeline. You know, one day Wick Grosbeck's saying they get paid in parades. And then the next, it's like, no, we get paid $7 billion for the team.
And
we're selling it right now because Dad said so. And this is a chance for us to make a huge, huge profit, which they are. Like, they're absolutely doing that. And, you know, you don't get into it to make a lot of money. It's like, you guys have made a tremendous amount of money by owning a basketball team. And I'm sure Bill Chisholm is going to try to do the same. Now, we're entering sort of uncharted territories because a lot of these teams that were bought up 20 years ago, we're going for a couple $100 million.
Yeah.
And now,
$360 million or something like that.
It was like less than half a billion, way less than half a billion.
Yeah, chump change.
And now you're selling it for $7 million. And so I know money's going up, up and up. I mean, the price of eggs, Jones, don't get me started on the price of eggs. But for Chisholm, like, how do you take a $7 billion team and make it worth $10 billion. Like, how do you do that? Like, that's, I don't know. That this is a sort of like for the next wave of owners that are just getting into pro sports now, that's something they're going to have to figure out.
Yeah. Their own arena would be a way to do that.
Yeah.
Although Wick was very adamant, there will not be a new arena in the city of Boston. There's only room enough for one.
He didn't rule out Nashua.
He did not rule out Nashua. That's okay. True. Correct.
I know Wiggy wants it in Revere.
Wiggy is very adamant about Revere. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So,
stadium, but big dome there.
We'll see if Wiggy gets his wish on that one. By the way, and I want to get into something that Wick said today about the second apron, and I think he pretty much told you changes are coming as early as this summer to the Boston Celtics and the roster. We're like, oh, are they going to peel anybody off? Do we have to be worried about new ownership coming in and getting rid of people? He's like, oh, it's happening. I think Wick basically told you that this morning if you were listening to the Greg Hill Show here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe. We got all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That's also the text number. You can follow along at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. We're on to the Sweet 16.
Sweet.
In the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. You can go seek that out again on Twitter and Instagram. We'll update that later on in the show. You can watch twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and chat. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Shaughnessy did confirm that Chisholm had the highest bid. Okay? Now, it may not necessarily be the best bid, although the Grosbecks taking it would tell you that it is.
Yeah.
But he wrote, the Globe has learned that Chisholm's bid was higher than Paliuka's. Not seeing the offer sheets and not knowing which package have more guaranteed financing, it's impossible to measure the offers. That's mm-hmm. what the Grosbecks do.
Okay.
So was it just about the highest number? Perhaps not, Shaughnessy said. I believe control and personalities were involved in the decision.
Kind of felt that way reading the statement yesterday from Paliuka, and it's such a different world, these like billionaire businessmen. I don't understand the language of it, but you would think, all right, just top dollar would win. But there's maybe some nuance in the wording and the way Paliuka says, like, we felt it was the best offer. And
right. Not we had the best offer. Yeah. It was a record.
Yep.
And I emphasis on was, because I think it got blown out. And we felt we had the best offer. To me, I said this yesterday, that word was doing a lot of heavy lifting in the statement. We felt we had the best offer.
But do you think, and I don't know all the details of the Wick and Steve relationship over the years and kind of where it is right now, and I'm sure it's sort of changed over this whole process at the time of the sale, and maybe they were a bit surprised by it, and then maybe getting your hopes up that you might be the one that be the next majority owner, only to see it kind of ripped away from you. But, yeah, how much of that? Because even if their relationship is a bit icy, I think it's pretty clearly not just Wick's decision.
Correct.
You know, like Irv, his dad,
right,
is going to make the call, and then maybe the other family members have more of a say, too. Like, Wick is just one voice in a room when deciding who to sell the team to.
No, I think that's fair. Obviously, Wick can't do what he wants. He had to sell the team.
Correct.
He doesn't want to sell the
team. Yeah, he definitely did not want to sell
the team. So it's not just up to Wick being like, I don't want to give it to Pags.
No.
I will allow for this, though, and maybe it was Greg's show talking about this. I've heard this theory. I think it's a good one. And you're right, it's not totally up to Wick, but maybe this was somewhere on the list. Did Wick want to do the governorship thing so badly with a new owner, which he'll be doing for the next 3 years, and would Pags not allow for that? Like, would there be no transition?
Sure. Yeah.
And would Pags just want to get in there and you know, take control and be front-facing and get Wick out of the way? Because he's been relishing for that opportunity? I mean, maybe there might be some of that.
No, I mean, he might, and that would lead to maybe Wick himself saying, hey, let's go over here. But I think ultimately if his dad is saying it's time for us to sell, that's it. It's time for you to sell, and I'm going to take the most money. I'm not going to leave money on the table so you can play, you know, governor for 3 years.
No, it's true. And Wick is one of how many kids? Is it 3 or 4?
Yeah,
I forget.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, like, they probably all have equal say, and they're like, look, Wick, I don't care if you run the team for the next 3 years.
Doesn't matter to us. We want cash out.
Money, please.
Yeah.
Money, please.
They're not doing you get to have a fun job for 3 more
exactly.
years?
Exactly. Like, no, so no. Give us our cash. We don't really care who gives it to us. Give us our cash. 617-779-7937. Speaking of cash, I thought this was by far the most interesting exchange on the Wick Grosbeck interview this morning on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, full interview up on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, take it with you wherever you go. This answer about peeling players off the roster and how long Bill Chisholm's going to keep it together, I thought was fascinating from Wick. And I think he basically tells you changes are coming perhaps as early as this summer. Here's Wick Grosbeck earlier today.
It's not the luxury tax bill. It's the basketball penalties. Okay, the new CBA was designed by the league to stop teams from going crazy. And they decided that it's not just good enough to go after the wallets, because then the fans are like, hey, you know, find somebody who can afford to spend whatever, $500 million a year or whatever it is. The basketball penalties mean that it's even more of a premium now to have your basketball general manager, your basketball president, be brilliant and lucky, because you've got to navigate, because you can't stay in the second apron. Nobody will. I predict for the next, you know, 40 years of the CBA, no one's going to stay in the second apron more than 2 years. So we have Brad Stevens, the reigning executive of the year, and thank God we do. He's the one that really brought us this championship with his brilliant moves. I mean, many other people, but Brad is forefront, and he's looking at this, and he's going to extend our window and make it work. I believe he will, and we'll find out in June and July what he decides to do.
Okay. We'll find out in June and July what he decides to do.
Yeah.
I predict no one's going to be in the second apron for more than 2 years. They're in it right now.
Right.
Next year, at most, is how long they're going to stay in the second. He just told you that. So maybe one more year. He just said June and July, we'll start seeing what Brad decides to do. Separately, I reject that it's not about luxury tax bills. It's about basketball penalties and everything else. We can
get
into
that. That makes no sense.
Right?
No, it really doesn't make any sense. So basically what he's trying to say is, it's not about having to pay extra money in the taxes. It's the basketball penalties, meaning, like, if you get into the minutia of it, it's like, all right, now based on the – so when we had Turpin during the trade deadline, he's like, yeah, they basically can't do anything. Like,
right.
They can't sign a mid-level guy. They can't they can only trade certain things and blah, blah, blah,
you
blah, blah.
You can't package basically, players together. It has to be one for and one, it, and the money has to match.
And it already kind of started this year. I mean, Jaden Springer got traded – not that anybody really lost any sleep over it. Maybe Jones, the biggest Jaden Springer fan.
I did lose a touch.
But
yes.
No, but like, he got dealt really just for financial reasons. There's no real reason to deal him. They saved a few bucks, so they kind of did it there on a low level.
That's why they didn't sign Lonnie Walker, because his contract would have cost him like $12 million.
Another good one.
So yeah, so those were all just money things. But so you're telling me with a straight face, we might have to trade Kristaps Porzingis for like draft picks so we could maybe sign a guy at the mid-level? You're better off with Porzingis. Like, you, that's insane. That doesn't make any sense. Just say what it is. You don't want to spend that kind of money, and you're no team. So, like, you feel confident saying that because no NBA team wants to do that for very long. The Warriors, and I know the rules have sort of changed over the last few years, but the Warriors were paying through the nose for a while. They had three max deals or whatever, plus Draymond, plus like Andrew Wiggins. Like, they had some big, or not Wiggins at the time with Durant, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they had a big, bloated salary for a while.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The reason teams like the Clippers, and if the Suns wind up doing it, and I guess maybe the Suns have already started to do it to a degree, but we'll see with Beal and Booker and Durant, because that new owner came in, spent a ton of money, and he immediately started peeling pieces off. Ishiba or whatever his name is?
Yeah, the kid from Michigan State. He's a young guy.
Yes,
he's younger
than
us, I think.
So he came in, it was like, oh, I bought this team for a buttload of money, and he's already peeling pieces off, and that's going to continue this summer.
They have the highest salary this year, Phoenix does.
Okay. They won't next year. But it's not because of basketball penalties. It's because they've underachieved and they suck. Same thing with the Clippers.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They broke up Paul George and Kawhi.
So it wasn't doing anything.
Because they underachieved. Right. It wasn't because they couldn't sign mid-level guys.
No.
Exactly.
No.
So don't tell me it's not about the luxury tax bill, Wick. That's a joke.
And also, honestly,
that sounds like an NFL owner.
Yes.
You know, blaming the salary cap when they really don't want to spend money.
These rules are tough against the good teams.
Yeah,
pay more money.
It's totally about basketball. We'd happily pay the money.
No, you wouldn't.
They're not coming after people's wallets. I think he even told you, because fans start complaining and saying, well, then just go spend whatever.
Yeah, spend the money.
And they don't want to do that. So don't let Wick tell you it's not about the luxury tax bill. Absolutely is about the luxury tax bill.
Oh, 100%.
Not the basketball penalty.
So the top eight guys on their team, right? We all know when they're healthy, the five guys that start, and then throw in Horford, Pritchard, and Hauser. The top eight guys in the team.
Yep.
Could they all be back on the team next year? Yes, they could.
Oh, yeah.
No, yes, they could.
Yes.
Will they? It feels like no.
There's no.
But yes, they could.
There is no basketball penalty that would keep those guys off the team next year.
It makes no sense, because then you're like, oh, we save a few bucks on Horford or Porzingis or Holiday, and then you're going to have to get their replacement, a cheaper replacement who isn't as good. Oh, and now you have more flexibility to do it, but your team's not as good. So, yeah, it always comes back to money, and you can do it if you want. So the Warriors are an interesting example, because the Warriors spent through the nose for a while, and then they didn't. Now, did they break that up, or did Kevin Durant want to go play with Kyrie Irving? If Kevin Durant re-signed with Golden State, I think they would have paid it for a few more years and stayed competitive and stayed at the top of the league. Those are the teams that should do it.
Refresh my memory. Was there a second apron then?
I think they started to change the rules, but I remember there was they were getting taxed through the nose.
Yeah, correct. I don't think they had some of the basketball.
I don't think they might have that.
But it was about the taxes.
I can't imagine they're getting rid of Durant, and they eventually got rid of Klay Thompson, but he was a corpse of himself.
Right.
But in their prime, Curry, Klay, and Durant, I'm guessing they would have kept that thing together for as long as they could.
So first of all, Wick, I don't want to hear it's not about the luxury tax bill. That's a joke. It's about basketball penalties.
That's the
top
thing.
Not about luxury taxes. We would have paid it. Steve Pelley, you could
tell. What are the other basketball penalties?
Everybody who doesn't have to pay it is claiming they'd pay it. Wick's hardly paid for anything in his life, apparently. Never mind. I do like the Twitch chat commenting about Wick. I think it was Christy in the Twitch chat said she went to a game this year, which means she spent more on the Celtics than Wick has.
Especially if you got one beer.
So everybody who doesn't pay tax is I totally pay the luxury tax.
Yeah, I love the luxury tax.
Doesn't have to pay a dime.
No.
Wick, I would pay the luxury taxes. He never spent anything on this team.
It's all about, can we get that mid-level guy?
That's what
we
want.
Can't sign Troy Murphy this year.
My dad would pay that, no question. We're taking $7 billion, but my dad would pay it. So don't let him tell you that. But June or July, we're going to start seeing what Brad is going to do.
Holy
that's an ominous little quote from Wick Grosbeck.
Yeah, it is. And they have really everybody under contract that they want, with the exception of Horford. And we brought that up yesterday, being this might be out of their control. This would be the best thing for, Wick and the new owner and even Brad Stevens. Nobody could get blamed if Horford just retires, because then there's one guy that you can take his money, cross him off the board, be like, hey, guys, what do you want us to do? He had a great career, ended it hopefully with another title, and he just walks away. But if he's like, no, I want to be back, and then all the other guys are like, yeah, we want to be back. And my God, let's go for a three-peat. Let's go for a three-chief, for God's sakes. And they're like, well, we got to break up the team.
Yeah.
You win back-to-back titles, and then you break up the team because of basketball penalties?
Not great.
I don't think so. Not when you're competing like that. And if they want to throw the Clippers or, the 76ers or all these other teams that had big salaries and then sort of started to chip away at it a little bit, because those teams were all disasters. Those teams didn't even make it to the finals, let alone win one or maybe even two, depending on what happens in 3 months.
So Horford is a good one, and you brought this up yesterday. Yeah. If Horford plays for another team, you're going to know. They are worried about the luxury tax penalties. And, they're making financial decisions, not basketball decisions, which is their right, but that's what they'd be doing. Taking Wick at his word, he mentioned June or July. And maybe that was just more, let's see about Horford, if you want to be charitable and give him that. Maybe he was talking about Horford and his decision and how you'd replace him and everything else. Maybe. He did say definitively, no team will be in the second apron for more than 2 years, I predict it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how much he knows about the other 29 teams. He's making a prediction for everybody. But mm-hmm. I have a good feeling he knows about here. And when he says no team will do it for more than 2 years, at most, you're talking about big changes.
Yeah.
Not this season, but after next. So who is he talking about? Holiday, Porzingis,
yep.
White, Hauser, Pritchard, Horford, guys like he talking about Jalen?
See, that's why I hope he's not. I mean, for 5 years we were trying to trade the guy, and now he's broken through. He's a Finals MVP, and you lock him up long term.
I've traded Jalen in my life quite a few times. Yep,
so many times.
Yeah.
So many
for times. A lot of players. Yep.
And now they might actually do it. We don't want them to.
Right.
That's the beauty of sports. So yeah, I'm hoping that they don't, but I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, at this point, I think anything is on the table. That's sort of it's the uncertainty with two things. Yeah, it's the new owner, but to Wick's point, no owner, whether they've had the team for 20 years or they just bought it today, wants to spend way more on their team than everybody else is spending, right? Harder to turn a profit when the overall, payroll is so high. So they're going to try to shed it while also threading the needle. And that's why with Wick really hyping up Brad Stevens, it's like you can look at that one two ways. Like, yeah, Brad has been really good. This is the roster that Brad built. But now it's, hey, don't get comfortable. Like, you're gonna have to find ways to do that, but cheaper.
It's also a little weaselly by Wick to be like, well, it's up to Brad.
It
like,
is.
Oh, yeah, it's up to Brad to trade Jalen Brown. He's just going to do that out of the blue.
Well, no, this is what we've gotten into with the other teams, too. It's like, hey, Dave Dombrowski, you can go spend the money. You've spent too much money. Let's bring in Haim Bloom. Haim, you can't spend any money, but like make magic out of this. And he's like, what? And then, like, so like that might be what it turns into. It's like, all right, Brad, like you got to get rid of three of these guys and get cheaper options for them. But make sure they're really good, though.
Make sure
they're as good.
We still want to contend.
Yeah. Remember when you found like Drew Holiday and Derek White? Get those guys again,
just
but
do
cheaper.
That again,
yeah.
If you could.
Yeah.
Text line all over this 617-779-7937. Dice says it's not a three Chief Keefe. It would be a C-Pete or a C's Pete.
C's Pete.
Right in front of you, he says.
Yeah.
Another texter said three Celtics titles in a row is known as a Celtrick.
Oh.
It's not bad.
Three Chief. A Chief Pete.
I think a Celtrick, you might want to get that.
Trademark it?
Trademark.
Should we do that?
They haven't won three in a row in a long time. You got to go back to the Celtic City.
Yeah, no, they covered it thoroughly.
They did.
On Celtic City.
I think this week's episode is also about that. They're going back in time again.
I wonder what. No. The next. Yeah,
no,
next
Bird.
One, next one's Bird.
It's got to be Bird by now.
Bird never even won back to back.
No, we did not.
I mean, not to continue with my overrated take from Red earlier, but
now you're going
to
say Bird's overrated? The Tatum wins this year. He would do something that Bird never did.
None of the Celtics banners should count, according to Jones.
Tatum,
take them all down.
Tatum greater than?
I really do think we need to pull down a bunch of numbers. I've always maintained this. They have too many retired numbers.
Yeah.
And you saw when they lost Russell, they fell off a cliff. So all those other guys that just got their numbers retired, no offense, Don Nelson, like, they're taking it down. They're taking it down.
As a man with crazy eyes, Don Nelson's got some crazy eyes in that.
Yeah.
Those things are wild.
Crazy enough to work. Crazy like a fox.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Who do you think Wick's talking about when he talks about peeling off pieces as soon as this summer and no one's going to stay in the second apron for more than 2 years? He told you changes are coming. He told you that this morning on the Greg Hill Show. So who is he talking about? How do the Celtics handle this going forward? I think we all trust Brad Stevens. How long does Brad Stevens want to do it for? We can get into that as well at 617-779-7937. Wick also talked about a stadium, where that could wind up landing. We'll get to that with all your phone calls right after Trending with Billy Lanning.